studying God's Word that we might abound in grace. This is Abounding Grace. Join us. Again, welcome to the broadcast. Abounding Grace is the name of the program. Our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, takes us to God's Word each and every day here on Abounding Grace with a few moments of encouragement and exhortation from God's Word. Make it a point to join us today as we study God's Word that we might show ourselves approved, encouraged in Christ, growing in our walk with Him. Here now, from United Reformed Church of Linden, our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, with this edition of Abounding Grace.
Well, one of the more interesting passages in the Bible is Isaiah chapter 6. And if you know that section of Scripture, it's a glorious scene, really, of Isaiah approaching the heavenly throne and seeing a glimpse of the glory of God and falling on his face as dead. Most people focus on the glory of God in that passage, and it's such a glorious truth that is presented there. But it's interesting what follows and what really is the point of that passage. The Lord asks a very important question in Isaiah 6, verse 8. "I also," said Isaiah, "heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Who shall I send, and who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here I am, send me.' And he said, 'Go, tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed." That's an interesting passage because here the Lord is commissioning Isaiah to go and give his word to Israel, God's people, and the message is for what reason? So that they may not hear, that their hearts would become dull, that their ears would become heavy, that he would shut their eyes lest they see. Now that's not a message that we like to hear, nor a message that would be popular today. Go give this message to Israel, and here's going to be your ministry, Isaiah, but guess what? No one's going to hear you. It's for the purpose that their eyes would be made and their ears dull to the truth. That is jolting. And it's interesting, in Matthew chapter 13, that is exactly what Jesus quotes out of Isaiah in giving this parable of the sower. In Matthew chapter 13, remember the disciples that came to Jesus asking, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered and said to them, "Because it's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not been given." He was speaking about the multitudes as they walked away. And then he says, "Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see." This comes right out of Isaiah. "And hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them.'" And so from here, Jesus goes to show how this is a reality among the church in those who hear the word of God. And as we looked at this past week, he outlines for us really four different types of soils, four different types of hearts. Three of those categories fall under the heart of unbelief. And you'll remember in the first one, Jesus describes this seed that lands on the path. It has nowhere to grow. And so the devil comes and takes away that which was heard. We outlined the seed that fell amongst the rocky places where it sprouts up quickly. But because it has nowhere to go, because it hits the rocks, it only endures for a short time due to tribulation and persecution because of the word, and then they're out of here. They leave the church when a little tribulation comes, they cannot endure, and so they simply abandon everything they know to be true. Finally is the seed of among the thorns, which is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And so we outline those two types of thorns there that choke the word, he says, the cares of this world, the worries of this life, and the deceitfulness of riches. Well, now we come to this final seed, and Jesus outlines and gives us a lot of hope. I mean, the reality is that this can be very discouraging. If we're honest, I said yesterday, we've seen these things in ourselves. We've seen these things in our own lives. These are very real struggles for the believer. I want to stress that and make sure it's healthy that we examine ourselves. Paul said, test yourselves to see whether you be in the faith. But the beauty of the gospel is our hope. Because without his grace, my friends, and that's where we would be. That's where we would go, except for the grace of God, intervene. Christ leaves us with a great hope, for there is a good type of soil in verse 23. And by God's grace, he's speaking of the true hearer. This is the one, says Jesus, who received the seed that fell on good soil, is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. And what I want you to see is verse 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. He's not saying go get blessed. But this is what you are in Christ, is what he's saying. You are blessed in Christ because you hear. For to you to understand the word today, for you to love the word, for you to believe it, for you to desire to sit under the preaching of the word and grow in that, Jesus says to you, blessed are you. Rejoice because the Lord has considered you. Now we hear those beatitudes, those blessings, you know, in Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus outlined a bunch of the beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in heart. Blessed are this. Blessed are that. And we tend to think, well, how do I go and get blessed? No, what Jesus is describing is something that is already a reality for the believer because in Christ, you truly are blessed. His grace has already been given to you. You are blessed by sovereign grace to know the mysteries of the kingdom that so much of this world has rejected. So notice that first Jesus says, they understand it. This soil understands. This heart understands. It perceives the word. It grasps the word. And this is purely a picture of grace. For no one, says 1 Corinthians 2:14, can understand the things of God without the Spirit of God. He grants understanding because these are his sheep whom he loves and whom he knows. These love the word. They accept it with joy. They're excited to hear the preaching of the word because they know that God speaks to them and meets them through the preaching. They love to hear it proclaimed. They can't get enough of it. They know that by the preaching, through the scattering of the seed, they are growing in their faith. And although they may struggle with some of the same sins of these first three soils, they are constantly turning, hating, and repenting of their sin as they find their hope in Jesus. The cares of this world and the riches given by God are put into perspective. For they know that the things of heaven are infinitely greater than the things of this earth. They are upheld by his grace and his word is their delight, because to them the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven have been given, and they trust in the promises that are made by Christ. And notice Christ says this, that these bear fruit and produce. Of course they do, for they are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that they should walk in them, Ephesians 2:10. Christ said you would know a true believer by what? His fruit. It is God who works within them to will and to do for his good pleasure. And so they produce fruit, meaning they do the will of God, and each one is fulfilling their calling in what God has given them to do in this life. Blessed are you, he says. And they can never be cast down because the Spirit of the living God dwells within them. And so according to the calling, and this is so beautiful, according to the calling that God has given to each one, each produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30, says Jesus. All according to the grace that God has bestowed upon each one. How beautiful and how comforting to know that this seed hears the word and produces. Yes, blessed is the Christian. Most of all, their joy and their comfort and justification and their sanctification and eternal life is in their Savior Jesus Christ, who 2,000 years ago came as true God and true man and covered them with his blood, never again to be claimed by another. Never again to know eternal death or to ever know what it means to pay for sins on the cross. But only through life in his blood, they only know now a renewed heart. a heart of flesh given to hear his word. How beautiful to see this seed in Christ's church that brings forth fruit. What a gospel the Christian has in the Christian life. What a wonderful life the Lord has given us as Christians. And so, my friends, the question remains, what type of hearer are you? Honestly, ask yourself that today. If anyone feels that they are not a true hearer of the word, he can freely ask God for his mercy to come and to be a true hearer of the word. Do you plead with him, falling before him to ask him to make you a pure hearer? Christ is still sowing. The word of God is going out, and all of us must take heed to how we're listening to it. We all hear the word with our physical ears, but do we really hear the word spiritually? By God's grace, he provides his spirit to guide our hearing. What a comfort to know the God of sovereign grace. But we should always remember, my friends, that we are accountable to God for how we hear his word. That is what you're left with today. What type of hearer are you? It's a serious question and a great responsibility on our part to hear the word with care. I've thought to myself, and I speak hypothetically, on the last day, if we have the ability to look over our lives, the entire course of it, and think, what could I have done differently? I guarantee you that it would be a desire to have heard our Lord speak to us all the more carefully, because it is this that has lasting eternal value. And while you live now and have the opportunity to hear him and meet with you in a special way twice every Sunday to hear the word, may the soil of our hearts bear evidence that we love to hear and to grow from his word. How are you listening to his word today? And are you one of the ones who manifest great evidence of your salvation through the blood of Christ by the way that you hear the word and the way that you live the word? As Jesus says, he who has an ear, let him hear. Well, as we close out our radio broadcast here this week, we are reminded of just how magnificent and how wonderful the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is, that he would come and rescue weary sinners. Do you want to know more about this Jesus? Come visit us this Sunday for worship at the Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. Our worship services are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Visit us on the web, www.lindenurc.com. Phone number 360-318-0429. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to be your only hope and comfort in life and in death, and may his kingdom and his truth be advanced through us and in you, all to the praise and the honor and the glory of his great name.